Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. The last time I hosted the show was back in mid-November, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be back. I was away caring for my mom during the last few weeks of her life, and it's been kind of a tough time emotionally, but I have to say, music has been a huge comfort for me. My mom was a music teacher, and she gave me a really wonderful, deep love of music, and that's a gift that I'm grateful for every day. And I'm also very grateful for the Simply Folk team of Jeff Durkee, Sheila Shigley, and Kathy Miner. They enabled me to be away, and they kept the show going magnificently while I was away. Sheila's going to be in a little bit later with some music for Martin Luther King Day, but right now we'll move forward, and there is no better way to do that than with a Wisconsin singer, songwriter, guitarist right across from me here in the studio. Corey Hart is my guest for the first part of Simply Folk this evening. Welcome, Corey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're delighted that you're here, and before we get to know you a little better, we'd like to get to know your music. What would you like to start with?
Perfect. I'm going to play a song called Paper Fins.
All right. Corey Hart.
You have got a lot of love to give. You won't give not even a little bit. You say that nothing will come of it. I know you and I know it's true that your love can heal my heart. Open up your heart and let me in. Through your blood I'll swim a paper thin. Navigating your love's like living in a house that tells. And I'm the madman who resides there and walks around on stilts. Shaking bare bones tree when autumn calls.
That's a song called Paper Fins, live from my guest Corey Hart. Well, Corey, that's a song actually that I chose for the promo this week because it has so much energy and such a wonderful vibe. It's neat. I have to ask that lyric, though. Through your blood, I'll swim with paper fins. That's wild. What is that have any special meaning?
Just a stroke of, inspiration, I guess. Kind of one of those things where it comes to your head and, oh, that's interesting. You know, I'll write that down. You don't quite maybe figure out what it means until further down the road, kind of really just being, at one with somebody or in, you know, totally inside mm-hmm. them.
And it's really a visual.
Right.
You just get that evocation. Yeah. It's neat. Now, you have an EP called Winter Bones.
That's correct.
That was released, from what I understand, just before or just after you became a father for the first time.
Correct, yeah, recorded just before and then released just after.
How has Been a Dad affected your songwriting and your performing in your career?
It put things on hold for a little bit at first, but definitely been playing a lot of music around the house, and it's nice when my son can come to a show. And he really gets into it, and he really likes the Winter Bones EP.
Well, I'm not surprised. why don't you play another one? What would you like to play next?
Sure. How about Extinguish?
Extinguish, it is.
Now I can't sleep.
song called Extinguish. My guest is Corey Hart. He's a Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, and he has an EP that's been out for a few months called Winter Bones. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and if you'd like to join us, you can log on to Facebook. Just look for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. And Corey also has a Facebook page as well. And you can ask a question or leave a comment. We've already heard from Susanna, who said, great music tonight from your guest. Thanks for that.
Susanna.
Yeah, appreciate that comment. Corey, you have made your way to Wisconsin by way of the Blue Ridge Mountains and a little bit of time at Berklee School of Music. Tell us a little bit about your, you know, your formative years as a musician.
Formative years as a musician. Well, I grew up in the Milwaukee area and came to Madison fresh out of high school for college studies, and made it about a year before I started on my my journey, which eventually led me back to Madison and graduating from Madison, actually. But
you're not alone in those kinds of journeys.
Searchers, right?
Yeah. And so you were on the East Coast for a while?
Yeah, I was in Boston just for a very short stint at Berklee, and was not a good fit for me at the time, and kind of bounced around Milwaukee, Madison. And a few years ago, spent a year down in North Carolina, Chapel Hill area, which is beautiful and
gorgeous, and a nice music scene there as well.
Yeah, very good music scene. The whole Triangle area, a lot of good local bands, and they bring great acts through too. And just the scenery is very inspiring.
Are you a full-time musician?
I'm not a full-time musician. I'm a part-time musician.
Well, you're not alone there either. A lot of folks do the music making in the evening and they have a day job, which is kind of what you have to do in many cases.
Yeah.
You are noticed often for the raspiness of your voice. And has it always been like that?
No, that's pretty recent. I guess the rasp kind of comes and goes.
Is that affected by weather or anything like that?
It's some of it, I guess, is a stylistic choice. Some of it is just maybe overcorrection for trying not to be too nasally.
Is there
kind of find the happy medium? The voice is such a tricky instrument.
Oh boy, isn't it very complicated?
There's so many options.
Yeah.
For you. So I'm just always trying to expand what I can do vocally and try to do what the song needs.
Well, that last one, for instance, so much emotion coming out of that. Was that a song about war? I mean, it had some pretty tough lyrics.
Yeah. It's it's set back during the Vietnam War, but it's a current song. Mm-hmm. I wrote it.
Yeah.
It was written during the current war.
Yep.
And I think it draws a lot of parallels. And we don't even know what we've done.
Right.
Always gotta try and learn from the past.
Well, instead of the past, let's look ahead to the next song. What would you like to hear? Oh, actually, we're gonna hear something from your EP next, aren't we?
Yeah. Let's play a track. Let's play Blue Mountain Thistle.
All right, and this is one you joined with some wonderful musicians on this CD.
Yes, we have Ida Joe.
She's playing fiddle,
She's on fiddle, and Clifton Nesseth is playing the upright bass on this track, and local Madison favorite Chris Wagner is on the mandolin.
Mandolin, wonderful. This is Blue Mountain Thistle from the EP called Winter Bones by my guest Corey Hart.
Thistle, wherever the wind blows,
seed goes, that's where I am too. Know that tomorrow is a day without sorrow. The mountain thistle, I love you. The mountain thistle, how the hilltop. It made my heart stop when first I saw you. Treetop, you're sweet as a dewdrop. The mountain thistle, I'll always be true. The mountain thistle, the scent of magnolia, is strong when I hold you all through the night. My heart's like a soldier, don't forget what I soldier. Blue mountain thistle will be alright. Blue mountain thistle will be alright. Sometimes with all the various flowers in view. On the wind my voice carries, and I'll ask you to marry me. Blue mountain thistle, I only want you. Blue mountain thistle, you sit in the sunshine. The weather's fine and the sky's always blue. You're always on my mind. Thistle, I'll always be true. Blue mountain thistle, I love you.
That's my guest, Corey Hart, from his EP called Winter Bones, a song called Blue Mountain Thistle, with some wonderful musicians on it. Corey, that was, you've been collaborating around Wisconsin, and you've got put together some nice musicians for your EP.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And not only that, you work with others live as well, and I noticed you have a couple of gigs coming up that are not just solo gigs, you've got gigs with others.
Right, yeah. This upcoming Thursday, which would be the 19th, I'll be at Linneman's River West Inn in Milwaukee, in the River West area, and Whitney Mann and Hayward Williams are going to be playing with me on that show. We're actually going to kind of swap short sets to
oh, neat, like a songwriter in the round kind of a thing. Those are wonderful.
Whitney Mann is great.
She's got a wonderful sense. I love her music. She's going to be on as a guest in May this coming year. So
oh, great.
I look forward to that quite a lot. She's a talented songwriter, too.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, good.
And then this upcoming Friday, then, I'm at Mother Fool's Coffee House.
And that's in Madison.
In Madison, on the east side, on Willie Street there. Playing on that bill is also a local band called Fox. P-H-O-X.
P-H-O-X, okay. Yeah. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, they do they have a very interesting collaborative sound. I would say you just got to come check them out. I'm not even going to attempt to describe it.
Good.
It's wonderful.
You can find information about Corey's gigs on our website at simplyfolk.org. Just click on the folk calendar and all of that is posted. And you can also find it at coreyhartmusic.com, where you can find a lot of other great information and photos and music and so forth on your website.
Yeah, videos, listen to stuff live, stream stuff on there. So.
Yeah, I saw you were on our sister organization, Wisconsin Public TV, on 30 Minute Music Hour.
Yes, yeah, that was a great experience. And I think that will air on television proper, the real deal this summer.
Good, excellent. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Well, you've got another one. with the word snow in the title, appropriate for us today.
Yep. A wintry mix of tunes today. It's still in the snow.
Still in the snow with some beautiful falsetto work from Corey Hart. That's just gorgeous, Corey.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. And where did you get the inspiration for your songs? I mean, that's a pretty broad question, but...
Right. It is a broad question. They come from all over the place. There's a lot of a lot of references to nature in my songs, which is...
You're pretty observant in that area.
Yeah, I like to spend a lot of time outdoors. Sort of that imagery comes to play. Sometimes, just the old, like, dreams, you just wake up with a weird thought in your head. Sometimes that, like, in Paper Fins, that line swims through your
brain. The line just arrives.
It comes from nowhere, which is always nice to have it just kind of, like, handed down to you.
Where you're just kind of taking dictation in a way.
Right,
Do you have any particular songwriters that you look to for inspiration? I mean, that one sounded a little bit like some of the old blues artists.
Yeah, that's, I don't really listen to a lot of blues music, actually. But I like the guitar work a lot. Mm-hmm. I just had that main guitar riff for so long and didn't even know what to do with it. I asked another guitar player and songwriter, what would you do with this? He's like, I don't know, maybe just, you don't have to sing, or you could just sing along with the guitar. So kind of started from there. It was one of those things. I probably had that guitar riff for months and months and months, almost a year or more before I actually just wrote the song. There's probably like 30 words in the song.
Well,
it took,
it fits
took
beautifully.
A year to get them down.
Yeah, it fits beautifully. We're going to take a very short break and come back with another song from my guest, Corey Hart. Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Majestic Theater, presenting Green Sky Bluegrass in Concert on Saturday, January 28th, combining acoustic instruments, distortion pedals, and a gritty attitude to create a unique bluegrass sound. Tickets at majesticmadison.com. I'm talking with Corey Hart. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Wonderful to be back on Simply Folk, and Corey is live here in the studio. He's a Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter. He has a fairly new EP called Winter Bones, and we're listening to some of the music from that and some other songs as well. Speaking of other songs, what's next on the list, Corey?
Sure. This is A song called Whiskey River.
Whiskey River. Is this Whiskey one's River. Not on the EP.
It is not on the EP. It is not not recorded yet.
Okay.
So we'll get around to that.
I haven't heard this one, so we'll be hearing it fresh.
All right. Yeah.
Set my soul on fire, but I've been fooling around with you, oh whiskey, ever since I tried her. The whiskey river gonna swallow me, so I can't see you tonight. The whiskey river flows wide and free, I can't seem to deny it. Carrying, don't you cry for me, don't you set yourself on fire. Carrying, come carry me, lend your voice to the choir. The whiskey river gonna swallow me, so I can't see you tonight. The whiskey river flows slow and easy, but I can't seem to defy it. So tight, just hold me a little bit tighter. The whiskey river's gonna swallow me. I won't see you tonight. The whiskey river's got a hold on me and won't let go until I die. The whiskey river's gonna swallow me, so I can't see you tonight.
Whiskey River, gonna swallow you. That's Corey Hart, Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, and he's going to be appearing in Milwaukee on the 19th and in Madison on the 20th at Mother Fools. One more song for us, Corey. What would you like to close
fantastic.
With?
Fantastic. That's a tune called Shoot Me Up. It's a love song.
All this talking in my ear about sorrow and pain, but I don't feel none when you're near. The only part shoot me up.
something I've never done. Of a reason I can't think, unless it was to cover up for you. Yeah, I was the only one. So shoot me out with your love. Shoot me out with your love.
A love song, Shoot Me Up, with love as the drug. My guest has been Corey Hart, and Corey, thank you very much for sharing your time and talent. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me come in, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. You can find more of Corey's music at CoreyHartMusic.com. That's all together, and Hart is H-A-R-T. And I should add, no relation, I don't think, to the 1980s Corey Hart. Who?
Correct. Nor the brewer.
Yeah.
Oh. Not the brewer.
You are a great musician, and we're grateful for your sharing, the sharing of your talent. Thanks. Thanks very much. So Corey Hart, you can find him in Milwaukee on the 19th. You can find him live in Madison on the 20th. And there's a gig in Sun Prairie coming up in February. All of that at CoreyHartMusic.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.